listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly joins us as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
We'd like to express our appreciation for those joining us tonight live. It's good to have so many here, and also those listening to the archives. We appreciate you listening in too. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief, as is customary. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And you can read the expanded version of these 9 principles of belief at our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So it's good to see so many in the chat room tonight. If you have any topics that you'd like to hear discussed tonight or any questions, just type them in the chat room and we'll get to those. To begin with tonight, Dr. Hunter is going to do a 5-card pull from our Inner Oracle card deck, our Inner Oracle self-discovery cards. Are designed to get you thinking, and they basically are nuggets that come from our curriculum, from our schools and our metaphysics degrees. So, Dr. Hunter.
Well, I've picked sympathy, empathy as the first card, but do no harm, do right is number 2. So it's interesting. I think they actually came out at the same time, so either one could be first. But here's mercy is sympathy, empathy, number 32. Mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind act of paying it forward. Sympathy, which is a sensitivity of another's plight, and empathy, relating to another's plight, each requires need, compassion, and action to fulfill the soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of doubt until there's no reason to do otherwise. Number 28, which is our first principle of belief, by the way, you know, do no harm, do right. It's the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive action where there's a need without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good for all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establish the foundation for all other principles. So it is making a distinction between sympathy, empathy, and doing no harm and doing right. And I think that's, you know, when you think really about the times we're in and perhaps some of the struggles that a lot of people are going through, that making these really subtle distinctions can help us keep a clear mind. That's what I'm thinking.
Those are good points.
Number 3, the third card, is number 3, be who you are and walk your own path. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind universal being, equally entitled to all good things, the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself. And the last two, following number three is number four, which is in the fourth position, I might add, past, present, future. The three universal laws of personal responsibility are: you're accountable for your past, present, future. Don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. Don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor. The final card in this five-card spread is continuity of life. So I'm seeing a little picture here. It's just saying, check in with ourselves, remind yourself of who you are. You know about boundaries, I think, even though that one didn't come up. I think that past, present, future is kind of giving some clarity there. And continuity of life, number 16, tells us human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity and the flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter may begin. So I think that's a good story. You know, it's just, that's the way I read this, is check in with ourselves, everybody. You know, there is a continuity of life.
I'd like to apply this to the modern times, to current times. You know, I was going to say, gee, welcome to 1968, 66, but yeah, I thought that the civil rights thing was all done and over with, you know, but apparently we've got a lot of that going on, and I, you know, have to shake my head and just say, gee, you know, what, you know, WTF, all that stuff, you know, why did this come back, you know? And of course, we have our theories. The current president makes it okay for people to express their bigotry and their prejudice and their, basically, their high school antics, because that's what it reminds me of. And, you know, of course, there's a story, you know, there's all kinds of stories in the news. And I told Dr. Hunter and Michael before the program, I'm going to quit watching the news again because I'm starting to lose faith in humanity. So, you know, as long as I don't watch the news, I can see the good things that people are doing, and my faith in humanity is maintained. But the whole thing, you know, and it's not just blacks, you know, it's any ethnicity, but you know, it seems that blacks are the brunt of a lot of the stuff that we see in the news, you know, like the fella just going home in St. Louis to his apartment building and woman there blocking his way, wanting to know if he lived there. Now, in all fairness, I understand that. You know, all she had to do is close the door and let him use his key to get in. I don't know all the facts, but the point is that, you know, it's been made into a racial thing, and I don't know that it's a racial thing. It's what it's being called, but I don't know that it's a racial thing. But it doesn't matter. There's other, you know, there's, so that's living while black, you know, driving while black, eating at a fast food place while black, you know, picnicking while black, you name it. And it's just so utterly nonsensical. It's ridiculous. You know, and I know I don't have to mention this because everybody listening to this program already knows it. But for those who may not know it yet, there is no difference between races on this planet. There are no races. There's one race, the human race. everything you are and everything you own, everybody you know, everything you see, it all came from one place, stardust. We're all made up of the same stuff. Just because somebody has pigment, more pigment in their skin than you do or I do, means nothing. It absolutely means nothing. You know, color of skin is so ludicrous. It's so utterly ridiculous that it's beyond belief for me. I can't wrap my brain around it. And frankly, I'm proud of that. I can't understand racism and prejudice against people. I just can't. It's just not part of me. And so I'm looking at these cards now to bring it back to these five cards we just pulled. Sympathy and empathy. You know, have some empathy for other people. And so many people are just so wrapped up in their own lives. They're wrapped up in themselves. And it's not that they set out in the morning, okay, today I'm going to be wrapped up in me. It's not what they do usually. It's because, you know, life is that way. You know, we get so involved in work and kids and school or soccer or whatever it is you're doing, you know, we get wrapped up in our lives. And we just almost through osmosis, we begin to believe that, you know, that it's just about us. But it's not just about us. It's not about you and it's not about me. It's about all of us together and working together. So we need to be empathetic to the plight of other people. You know, you have your likes, your dislikes, you have the things that cause fear in you, things you fear, you're afraid of. You have things that excite you and things that scare you and all that. Well, so does everybody else. Everybody's the same. We all have those things. And if you feel emotion over something, other people do too. You know, if a movie makes you tear up and cry a little bit, well, you know, it happens to a lot of people. Happens to everybody or different life events. So we need to understand that we're all the same, you know, and not only that, we're all connected. So we need to have empathy, and if we can't empathize with people, we can at least be sympathetic to their plight. The next card is do no harm, do right. You know, if people are just getting along, you know, we don't want to call the police on them, you know. I mean, just let people live their lives, and let's mind our own business. Do no harm, do right, you know. And the third one is be who you are, walk your own path. You know, if you are entitled to be who you are and walk your own path, so are other people. Well, you may not agree with their choices. It doesn't really matter, does it? It's their choices. They're not your choices. So, you know, as long as they're harming nobody, then let it go. Move on, you know, or let them be themselves. The fourth one was past, present, and future. You know, we are where we are because of the choices and decisions we've made in the past. It's true for all of us, for you and for me. So if you look in the mirror, you're looking at the person responsible for your past, your present, and your future. If you want a better future, make better decisions. And those decisions involve being sympathetic and empathetic to the people around you and doing no harm and doing right. And the fifth one is continuity of life. Now, that can mean a bunch of things. It can mean the transition between this life and the next. It can mean the transition between one set of circumstances and another set of circumstances. And it reflects change. I mean, change is the only constant thing there is. So we need to embrace change. And a lot of people hate change. In fact, I would say most people probably hate change. But change is with us. It's here to stay. It's never gone away. It will never go away. We might as well learn how to work with it and embrace change, because when one door closes, another one opens, and we need to look forward to that. And maybe the door that just closed, well, we regret that. We lament that, or we grieve that. That's fine. You know, you have the memories. That was one chapter. Now you're going into a new chapter. With new excitements, potential, and with new experiences to be had. So anyway, that's just my comments on these five cards. Anybody else want to jump in and mention anything?
Well, I think there is perhaps one thing in there that I might throw in is when we do encounter people who are not behaving well. It's up to all of us to get together and stand up to that. The reason people behave badly is because they can. I know I've said that many times before, but it's just the bottom line. They do it because they can. There's no accountability. There's no responsibility. And they get away with that. So if they can't get away with it, they stop doing that. And they keep their ideas to themselves. So, you know, right now, unfortunately, we have a lot of people with ideas that they're not keeping to themselves. I know they could say the same thing about us, but acting in a good way, I know that sounds superior or righteous in some regard, but it's a matter of looking at what benefits everyone, not just a single right. group. So when there's a single group harming, even an individual harming someone else, it's up to all of us to stand up to that. And finding a way that doesn't put you in harm's way, it's going to cause some controversy. It's going to cause a little friction. But as long as you're not in somebody's face who is potentially violent. But, you know, sometimes there's no way around. I know I probably get smacked for saying this, but kindness doesn't always work. You know, sometimes you have to be fierce and you have to be a bit of a warrior. I'm not saying you have to be violent, not at all. But there is a difference between saying, no, don't do that, and no, don't do that.
Well, we're talking about assertiveness is what we're talking about. Assertiveness always works. You know, and assertiveness is different than aggressiveness. You know, assertiveness is I win, you win. Aggressive is I win, you lose. And passive is I lose, you win. And codependent is I win if you win. So, you know, I understand what you're saying. And maybe to reword that, sometimes you need to be direct. But you can still, but it's still a form of kindness in not going aggressive, right? So assertiveness is what it takes.
Well, and that's what we all need to do, and participation. And I think that this is there is a difference between minding our own business and making something all of our business. And there is a very important distinction to make. People want to think that way. They have their own politics. They have their own beliefs. Knock yourself out. But the minute you put that upon other people in a negative way, then it becomes all of our business. So I would just encourage people, if you have fear of standing up for what's right, because I know there's a hesitation in all of us, like we have to check in with ourselves and do you dare, and it's like a bunch of people standing around when somebody's getting harmed. I think that's when you draw the line and say, no, that, you know, you got to step up. And be a part of a solution in a participatory way, because you're not alone with your own beliefs. And I think that's how people feel like they're going to get singled out and persecuted in another way. Well, everybody's persecuted. So imagine what the victim feels to worry about yourself as somebody who's going to participate to help the victim. So it's just, you know, judging every situation as best as you can. You know, Michael Moore said years ago, what kind of society have we become when your family's in a burning building and the police say, stay back, and you stay back? He said, you know, humanity has this instinctual response of, you can't keep me from my family, you know, and somehow it's kind of buffered out of us that we take the word of an authority figure, over that instinct in wanting to do the right thing. And of course, don't get me wrong, there's times when, no, don't go in the burning building. But it's, you want to race in to help, but there's other people saying, no, you can't do that. I say, well, you can't tell me what to do when I know what's right to do. So you got to
better thinking for yourself.
Exactly. It's not to give your power away to an authority. And look, you know, there's a lot of situations in the world right now, particularly, if I may say this, in the U.S., that are pretty fearsome and alarming. And we got our own in Canada. I came across an article today. It was put out in the CBC News out of my old hometown, in fact, where a First Nations family found in their mailbox a letter from the neighborhood saying, "We don't want you here. Indians belong in the reservation. Go back to the reservation." And, of course, the kids play in the neighborhood. And anyway, she put it out in social media. The mayor, everybody got involved. And it's a very intimidating thing. What I'm glad to see is that the community has rallied. The woman, obviously, she said, "We have to move. As a family, we feel at risk here. We've lived in this community for 30 years, but there's a risk, and we're going to find somewhere else." Because there was threats. It's a long story. But I think that it's when she puts that out there to say, "Hey, look, this is happening to me," there, and she finds out just how many people are going to stand beside her, you know, and in support of her, and not just of her own cultural community. All people were standing up saying, "No, we're not going to let this go down very easy." And I was really glad to see that, because I have to believe this. There are more non-racists than there are racists.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that one racist out of 100 good people can cause a lot of damage until the 99 people stand up and say, "Sorry, you're not allowed to do that. And there's going to be consequences if you do." So let the racist be a racist in his own house, you know?
Well,
and that's the way it's going to go.
The thing is that you're right. There are more people who are good people than not good people. There are more people who are not racist than there are that are racist. And there are more people who find the objectionable material in the news lately, over the past couple of years, to be objectionable than those people who stand behind it. You know, the people who support that kind of thing are frankly cult members. And it doesn't matter what their cult leaders do, they believe in them. And that just goes with cults. That's what a cult does. You know, a cult leader can say about anything, and the members, the cult followers, will support them. And so, unfortunately, that's what we're bombarded with on the news, you know, and that's why we have to take it with, you know, with a grain of salt, and not just buy in, not think that the news is a barometer of the state of the world, because if you look at the news, we're all screwed. But that's not the reality. That's just the hype and what will sell. And so we have to bear that in mind. And I've seen that firsthand with our students and with people that are members of this church and students of our schools. And I see what their goals and objectives are. And they want to help. They want to be part of that solution. And those of you listening to this, you want to be part of that solution. You want to help. And that's what I'm finding. You know, most people will help. You know, then there are those who are frankly of a lower vibration. They're not very aware. And those are the people you find who resort to these high school antics, name calling, the looters, you know, who are looting the hurricane stricken areas, and, you know, the people who want to hurt other people. They're low life. That's what they are. They are lower forms of life, because that doesn't mean they can't grow, doesn't mean they can't grow up and get a little more enlightened and become more aware. That they could. They're human. They have that potential. But they haven't done it. And that's why it's so important for us to remember that we need to grow. We need to learn and evolve and get past this pettiness. You know, it's just this human thing. And we're, as a species, we're trying to grow out of it. It's just long in coming, you know. We've always thought that we were the center of the universe in some way or form or fashion, you know, and we're anything but. You know, again, everything's not just about us. It's about the whole thing. So you know, don't allow yourself to, if you are afraid of what's going on with politics and all that, just remember, this too shall pass. Same thing, different decade. It's just, you know, like Plato said, you know, nothing in the affairs of men are worth worrying about. And, you know, people can object to that. I don't care. But the fact is, it's true. When you take everything into consideration cosmologically, nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. So don't get too afraid. Don't get too worried. Focus on making your life better, setting a good example for your children, making a positive impact on those within your sphere of influence, and continue to grow and evolve.
You know, there's a few comments. Anybody wants a card, by the way, put your name, please, in the chat. But there's a few comments. I just like to run them by. Ronaldo says, sometimes we just need to say enough, even if it's said in a loving way, or like tough love. Dr. Edwards says, sometimes all it takes is a certain look to send a message. Very true, and show no fear, by the way. And Dr. Gail, I love this one. She said, and video everything and let Twitter handle it. She said, joking, sort of, but I agree. She also adds that haters are loud. That's really true. But, you know, Dr. Edwards pops up to say again, there's more positives than negatives. And Ronaldo's saying, this is, you know, what we're talking about is how bullies are stopped dead in their tracks. And, you know, my solution to bullying of any kind is simple. If you have good self-esteem, you cannot be bullied. So when kids are bullied in school, I empower the kids who are victimized and show them, you know, to be more who they are and to be unafraid. Then the bullies have nobody to bully. It's just pretty easy that way. Of course, the tasks to build self-esteem isn't always that easy. So, cards. We have people putting their names up for cards. So, Michael, if you're with me here, Taz is first. Would you like to draw a card for Taz?
Of course. And let's see, I've actually pulled number one, perfection.
I like that one.
Yeah, I think it's been a minute since we pulled that one, too. Always remember that you are perfect just the way you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes, as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
Awesome. All right. Patrick, I have you up next. Empowerment. Mm-hmm. I feel like there should be a drum.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you're whole, you're empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others. And whatever that means to you in whatever regard, Patrick, but it certainly resonates to our conversation tonight.
And that's what we've been talking about. Yeah, yeah. We've been talking about empowerment tonight. And every week we talk about empowerment in some form.
Yep, it's great. Okay, Michael, can you draw one for Kim?
Absolutely. And I've actually already pulled number 23. Meaning and purpose. The meaning of life is built upon values, beliefs, and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what is the purpose of life? Rather, it is, what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or lack thereof.
Interesting. By the way, Patrick said in the chat that his card empowerment was on target. Good. Glad to hear. Wendy, I have paradox for you. We've been drawing that one a little bit lately. It's number one in the wildcard suit. A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and way of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered. Makes me kind of curious. Mm-hmm. All right, Ronaldo is up next, Michael.
All right, and Ronaldo, I pulled number 5, Law of Control. Differences are inevitable, and diversity is desirable. The law of control says that you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave. And,
you know,
go ahead.
Just a follow-up for Kim. She said, thanks, I'm learning my purpose every day, a never-ending story. You know, Kim, I'm going to tell you, I think we all are. I still wonder what I'm going to be when I grow up.
Yeah.
Trust me. So,
don't we all?
Yeah.
But I was just going to say that I hope I'm not missing anyone. I think that was the last card.
Dr. Edward up next.
Oh, my apologies.
I would like to
remark about how well number 5, Law of Control, fits into the discussion we were talking about relations in the country right now. And remembering to respect boundaries and respect the rights of everyone.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dr. Edward, I first want to say happy birthday tomorrow. We're October babies. I love October. It's my birthday coming up, too. So your birthday message is number 2, esteem and validation. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them-esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation, meaning what others think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path. And if I can just throw in about a birthday, energy-wise, in The Cycles of Life, written by H. Spencer Lewis, he talks about the 7 52-day cycles in a year. And specifically, the 52 days prior to the birthday is what's called the devolution, the de-evolving time. Think about it as in the waxing of a moon. But it's also a high-sensitive time. It's a time where all the energy of the year is culminated. It's a good time to chill out. You know, you might not feel quite on your game or a little irritable, susceptible to colds like I'm getting right now, because I also am in my devolution. But here's the good news. The 52 days following the birthday, again, according to Cycles of Life, is the best time for public relations for yourself. So it really can, and I have watched this for like 40 years now since I read the book and observe the cycles. You go to the bank, let's say a week before your birthday, nobody knows you're there. You go a week after your birthday, say, oh, hi, how are you doing today? It's a very strange phenomenon. The energy just changing, like the waxing and waning of a moon. So think of this as your full moon time. The other thing I might just throw in there is on your birthday, do a meditation if you know the time of your birth, of course, it culminates in a moment that's even more powerful. But do a meditation and a projection of everything that you would like for the following year. So send it to the universe and let it go. It's awesome. So again, happy birthday to you.
Good. All right. So we talked about a lot of important things tonight. Reminders, sympathy, empathy, do no harm, do right, be who you are, walk your own path. Past, present, and future, we're responsible for those. Continuity of life, the changes of life. Thinking for yourself, perfection, empowerment, meaning and purpose, paradox, law of control, and esteem and validation. A lot of nuggets in between there. So, and not being afraid of what you see in the world, because, it, again, it's just the same stuff, different decade. And we'll get past this, we'll get through it, and we'll continue to evolve as a species. Slower than I would like, but...
You know, come to think of it, I would... Sorry to interrupt. I really like it. Maybe next week we could talk about rhythms and cycles of life and, you know, just a bit about practical numerology and just kind of how life is a mathematical equation, if you will, cause and effect. And, all right.
Sounds good to me. And on an upcoming program, I want to delve into the topic of our humans from the planet Earth.
It's
rather fascinating topic, but I want to do a little more research on it and get some ideas. But anyway, so next week we'll talk about the rhythms and cycles of life. Anyway, we appreciate everybody's time and attention tonight. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. Thanks to Michael. Thanks to those listening to the archives as well. And we really appreciate your time and your joining us tonight, or if you're listening to the archive, your time spent doing that. And if you know somebody who could benefit from this program, please pass it along. And if you know somebody who could benefit from a metaphysical degree or training, send them to IMHS or Thomas Francis and let them explore. And that's because that's a huge part of growth and evolution right there. It's some great and excellent life skills. Anyway, I hope everybody has a great week. Until next time, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.